So I decided to go anyway. I had a great excuse, by the way. A painful one, as a matter of fact. Somehow I strained my low back the other day. And, I had a massage scheduled, a Thai massage, where, if you've never had a Thai massage, you've got to go to a real Thai massage joint, right? I'm talking authentic, real deal thing, right? But I had an excuse. I didn't have to go. I could have called in and said, hey, my back's hurt. Really don't feel like driving. Can't drive. I could have imagined to the point where I couldn't drive. Instead, I imagined something else. So I showed up, right? And my main massage therapist, her name is Jessie, and she's been doing this for 11 years. She is amazing. She's the boss. And of course she's the boss. That's who I'd get, right? And she trains all the new people, right? And so there I am yesterday. I'm in pain. All right. I've imagined feeling great, but it hasn't resolved yet. And I've got a great excuse not to go, but I went and I gave them the money they asked for. $130 for 90 minutes. I think it's a steal. But meanwhile, they said when I got there, the boss wasn't in. And so I got someone else who wasn't nearly as good, but who was nice and gentle. And it's funny because that's exactly what my body needed. 20 minutes of nice and gentle. And then the boss stormed in. She was wildly upset about something. She came into the room, and for the next 30 minutes, both of them worked on me. And then for the last remainder, 40 minutes or whatever, it was just Jessie, just twisting and just walking on my body, pushing things to where she wanted them to go. It was delightful. But it began with a decision. I really want you to get this today. Because there's an excuse. I'm sorry. There's a state that we could just call the state of excuse. We all can fall into it. What's your excuse today? Well, you know, I mean, if I don't go, see, if I do go, it might get worse. And then I will have spent my money for things to get worse. You hear the story? Stories are hypnotic. Instead, I chose a different path. I imagined instead of it could get worse. In other words, if I go, I'll spend money. It could get worse. You notice there's a sequence there. And Neville Goddard teaches how to manifest outside of sequence. I imagine feeling wonderful. And you know what? Today I feel wonderful. I feel a little stiff, but I feel wonderful. I got back from there yesterday. I told Victoria I feel like I'm a completely new man. I feel wonderful. And it's because I made a choice not to live in the world of sequence and consequence. And if I go and I spend money and it gets worse, it will have been a waste of money. Therefore, I won't. You get the argument there? People live with these inner arguments that their lives externalize. On the other hand, this is what I want you to notice. This is what I want you to do. I imagine what implies my wish is fulfilled. What's my wish? Be-bop-a-doo-bop, she's my baby. Feeling wonderful. All right. Yeah, baby. So what did I imagine? What implies I feel wonderful? Can you hear it in the tone of my voice? See, you can imagine just using the tone of your voice in imagination. Because whenever life sucks, man, you sound one way. And you hear yourself one way. On the other hand, if you could imagine be-bop-a-doo-bop, oh yeah. Because it was about 10, 12 weeks ago, my body suddenly began to transform big time. And I'm not going to go into details with it, but an old injury that had been bugging me since lockdown has really, really just... I get compliments every day at the pool. I'll put it to you that way. I've made a lovely progression since we went back, I don't know, 2 years ago. But it's been amazing ever since, the last 3 months. But I appear to digress. But you got to make a choice. You got to make a decision. And your choice or decision isn't what you think. It's will you be an excuse or will you be excellence? So for right now, I want you to notice. See, I could stop the message because of the birds. I'll keep going. You get it? I've got an excuse right now to end this and re-edit it and do it again. Instead, I'm going to keep going. Who do you choose to be today? The king of excuses or the captain of excellence? Imagine you as that noble being. As Neville Goddard says, imagine yourself to be that noble man you wish to see walking the earth. I'm going to let you listen to the birds as we go into the silence. Never settle, always soar. I'd love to know how this podcast gives to you. Let me know. You can find our email, and you can dive deeper at NevilleGoddardStore.com. Have a great day. That's NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.